This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren. Our topic today is characteristics of a good leader. Thank you for joining me today here on the Christian American. Thank you for joining me today here on the Christian American as you look at characteristics of a good leader. And this, of course, can be applied to anyone, whether it be a person within the church, as we're going to see a person even outside the church. Wouldn't you love a leader who would lead the people, who actually would do what his job was, that is to take care, to lead the people in the way they should go? Another characteristic of a good leader is a person who actually takes care of the people. Looks out for them. Another good example of a good characteristic of a good leader is to be an example to the people. Another one is to be knowledgeable. Another is to protect the people. Another is to watch out for the people's well-being. And still another one is to not rule with an iron fist. Another would be to keep the people informed. Another characteristic would be to take care of the sick and the weak. And finally, to dedicate enough time and thought to the work. Did you know that all these characteristics can be found in the work and responsibility of a church elder? For instance, in Romans 12, verse 8, the Bible says they are to rule the church. That is, they are to lead the people. They are to feed the church. Acts 20, verse 28, that is, they are to take care of the people. We find in 1 Peter 5 and verse 3, there are to be an example of faithfulness, that is, to be an example to the people. We find they also are to be knowledgeable, but here we find they are to be knowledgeable in the Word, in Titus 1 and verse 9. We see next they are to protect the people, or as the Bible says, to guard the flock, Acts 20 verses 29 through 31. We see next they are to watch out for the people, that is, they are to tend the flock, 1 Peter 5 and verse 2, and to watch out in behalf of their souls, Hebrews 13 and verse 17. And they are to not rule with an iron fist, that is, not as lords, but as examples, 1 Peter 5 and verse 3. They are to keep the congregation, God's people, informed, 1 Peter 5 and verse 3. And they are to be there for the sick, to help the sick, James 5 and verse 14. And they are to allot enough time and thought to the work, 1 Timothy 5, verse 17 and 18. And so we can see that a good leader, characteristics of a good leader, can be found in the characteristics of a good elder. And so let's keep this in mind as we think about characteristics of those in our own government and in positions of power, and pray that if it's the Lord's will, that we will be able to have a leader that will be pleasing the sight of God and that will further those things which are pleasing to God in agreement with His Word. Thank you for joining me today here on the Christian American.